Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any...
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Music is one of the great subjects in popular songs. The trick is to find a way to approach it. Here's one way that comes in several parts. Like music itself, it moves.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
For it to be a song, it probably starts with music, but before long it moves on to include the words. Yip Harburg said music makes you feel an emotion, and words make you think a thought, so a song combining words and music makes you feel a thought. Once you got the melody, you've also got the rhythm, and then you translate that beat into words. Maybe it starts with nonsense syllables, but before long you're finding rhyme everywhere. Bing Crosby and the Rhythm Boys, What Price Lyrics, and Bobby Short, I Love to Rhyme.
Boys, I'm in a frightful predicament. Bing is perplexed.
Can't you do something for him?
Well, here's the situation. You know, I wrote a tune full of rhythm.
How's the melody?
Say the melody is okay.
Bing, tell me, is everything all set?
No, there's something lacking yet. So I guess I'll have to see you later.
Later. Can't think of words that really fit this song. So I bow, 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 bow. If I could think of words, no doubt they would be wrong. So I bow, 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 bow. I might find a rhyme. If I only had the time, I could use moon and boom, true and blue, but the words that would never do. But why rack my brain? As long as I have got this frame, I'll boom, 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 boom. What price lyrics? Bop, 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 bop.
There are men who in their leisure love to fish for salmon. There are others who get pleasure when they play backgammon. General Grant loved to smoke. Mark Twain loved to joke. Radio comics love to pun. But the thing I do is much more fun. I love to rhyme. Mountaineers love to climb. Criminals love to crime, but I love to rhyme. I love to say, gay day, may, hey, hey, chuckle, knuckle, nickel, fickle, pickle. I love to rhyme. Variety, society, propriety, there's no stopping when you've begun. Capacity, veracity, audacity, did you ever know such fun? I love to rhyme, and wouldn't it be sublime if one day it could be that you rhyme with me? buckle, knuckle, nickel, fickle, pickle. I love to rhyme. Variety, society, propriety. There's no stopping when you've begun. Capacity, veracity, audacity. Did you ever know such fun? I love to rhyme, and wouldn't it be sublime if one day it could be that you rhyme with me?
The Rhythm Boys with Harry Barris, Matty Malnick, and Bing Crosby's 1928 What Price lyrics, and Bobby Short with George and Ira Gershwin's 1937 I Love to Rhyme. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Sure, there's the radio and iTunes and even recordings for the old-timers among us. But much of the music we hear comes from inside ourselves, a song we can't get out of our heads, a wordless tune we invent for humming as we drive or stroll. But the music doesn't stay there. We can't contain it. What starts as humming turns into the urge to dance. Why? Because of you. Alice Faye, Got My Mind on Music.
Snapping my fingers, tapping my toes, walking along, humming a song, sort of kind of riding high on me, oh my. I feel that buzz. In season, and that is the reason why. Got my mind on music. When I think of music, I think of love, and when I think of love, oh, I gotta think of you. Got my mind on music. When I think of music and sweet romance, and I think of dancing, and oh, I gotta dance with you. You make it complete. My heart is beating with a rumba beat. Got my mind on music. When I think of music, I think of love. And when I think of love, oh, oh, what can I do? Got my mind on music, on love and you. Sweet romance, and I think of dancing, and oh, I simply gotta dance with you. Got my mind on rhythm. When I hear an orchestra play, I'm ready to throw me away. And to make it complete, my heart is beating with a rumba. Tony's wife, the boys in Havana love Tony's wife. Yeah, man, got my mind on music. When I think of music, I think of love, and when I think of love, oh, oh, what can I do? I've got my mind on music, got my mind on rhythm, on love.
Alice Faye with Harry Revell and Mack Gordon's 1938 Got My Mind on Music. You're never surprised to hear that music as a subject in a song has something to do with love. Sure, it makes you move, but there's more to it than the urge to dance. It makes somebody want to dance and hug and spoon, and 25 years later, it becomes the stimulus for sex. An outspoken young woman says it makes her do the things she never should do. From 1908, Eddie Morton, Music Makes Me Sentimental. And from 1933, Ginger Rogers, Music Makes Me.
When Billy Jackson Brown came from his country town. He was the shy, no one knew why. Till at a ball one night he met Miss Lucy White. He caught her eye, started to sigh, told her he loved her right then and there. Hugged her so hard that he mussed up her hair. She asked him to explain, thought that he was insane. Then he was heard to declare, just let me hold your hand until they stop that band. Music makes me sentimental all the time. I can't make my hands behave. I got to hug somebody, got to kiss and spoon. I want to be some lady's slave. I get that loving feeling way down in my heart when a pretty gal I see. A music makes me sentimental all the time. Blame the music, don't blame me. By the slide trombone, that two-step strain drives me insane. That syncopated tune just makes me want to spoon. Gee, but it's great, I just can't wait. And when that cello starts into play, it certainly feels my heart right away. I want to hug and kiss some pretty loving miss. I don't care what people say. Now if that band don't stop, I'll hug you till I drop. Cause the music makes me sentimental all the time. I can't make my hands behave. I've got to hug somebody, got to kiss and spoon. I want to be some lady's slave. I get that loving feeling way down in my heart when a pretty gal I see. A music makes me sentimental all the time. Blame the music, don't blame me.
Eddie Morton with George Mayer and Alfred Bryan's Music Makes Me Sentimental, and Ginger Rogers with Vincent Heumann's Edward Aliskew and Gus Kahn's Music Makes Me. How do you discover the music? It starts in your fingers and moves through the rest of your body. You lose control until it makes a fool of you. Or you hear it in everything around you, outside of you, in everything from the morning breeze to the rattle of the milkman. And doesn't that tell you it's an old song? From 1931, Don Neely's Royal Society Jazz Orchestra, Music in My Fingers, and from 1941, Blossom Dearie, I Hear Music.
Fingers when I wake up till I go to bed, starting in my fingers, going to my head. Rhythm in my elbows, that's my makeup, I was born that way. Rhythm in my elbows, and I don't mean maybe. I get warm at the beat of those drums. I'm in form when I'm snapping my thumbs. I'm not normal when anyone hums. Music in my fingers seems to take up every melody. Music in my fingers makes a fool of me.
Of the coffee right nearby. That's my favorite melody. You, my angel, phoning me. I hear music, mighty, mighty fine music. And anytime I think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and sing this song. Mighty, mighty pretty music. The murmur of the morning breeze up there. The rattle of the milkman on the stair. Sure, that's music. Mighty, mighty pretty music. The singing of a sparrow in the sky. The perking of the coffee right nearby. There's my favorite melody. Music. And anytime I think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and sing pretty music. Pretty, pretty music. Get me out of bed and sing all day long. Pretty, pretty music.
Don Neely's orchestra with Richard Myers and Edward Hyman's Music in My Fingers, and Blossom Dearie with Burton Lane and Frank Lesser's I Hear Music. The music doesn't always come from within. You may hear it and then you take it in. It isn't your music, but whatever the source, it affects you. You remember the familiar melody and what the words said, and despite the sadness, you want to hear it again and again. Or in a happier vein, its effect is explosive. All you can think about is dancing. Helen Forrest, I've heard that song before, and Helen Ward with Benny Goodman's orchestra, Sing Me a Swing Song and Let Me Dance.
Thank you. song and let me dance. Oh, baby, I don't want any moon bright and yellow. You can have your sweet romance. Sing me a swing song and let me dance. Mr. Trumbull, play some corn. I ain't caring what knows. Mr. Trumbull, grab your horn. Brother, give me hard notes. Oh, baby, I don't want any tune on a cello. Give the rhythm man a chance. Sing me a swing song and let me dance.
Helen Forrest and Harry James Orchestra with Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn's 1942 I've Heard That Song Before, and Helen Ward and Benny Goodman's Orchestra with Hoagie Carmichael and Harold Adamson's 1936 Sing Me a Swing Song and Let Me Dance. It's time to change direction. Just as Helen Ward called on a big band to play a swing song, we'll flip from hearing the music to making it, to performing, and to all the different kinds of songs you get to hear. To begin, here are the stories of two singers, one so great a success the song becomes a sentimental, even mawkish homage. The other becomes a failure, but she gets a much better song. Rosemary Clooney, the singer, and Elkie Brooks, Pearl's a Singer.
How do I thank him? What do I say? For the dreams he made me live for and the ones I put away. 1,001 lights for the 1,001 nights when the man came out singing about losing, about winning. Who was this tough guy, this only happens once guy, who sang Puccini and Basie, hung out with Bogart and Tracy? He wrote his own book and lived every page and hung out his tears to dry. Whenever he walked out on stage, how do I say it? 'Cause I can't say it all. But it's not just for me, but for every guy and doll. Those 1,001 lights, they were something to see, all flashing and dancing round Caesar's marquee. The lights were splashed with colors, but the words read bright and clear, and the marquee simply said, "He's here."
Her job is entertaining folks, say that she once was a winner in a contest. Pearl's a singer.
I'm going to have a drink of water. I just felt, you know, I just had to. You don't mind, do you? Well, the next bit, as you know, it goes quite fast, doesn't it? So I need a bit of energy for that, you know, so, okay.
Rosemary Clooney with Joe Cocuzzo and Vincent Falcone's The Singer, and Elke Brooks with Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller's Pearl's a Singer. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The term popular music takes in a wide range of things. I prefer Broadway, Hollywood, and Tin Pan Alley, but there's also everything from the blues and jazz to country to gospel to folk. The style of singing romantic ballads known as crooning dominated in the 30s and 40s, and most of the great crooners were men. But standing right next to them were two generations of female singers who moaned the great torch ballads of the day. We found them irresistible, songs and singers alike. Bing Crosby learned to croon, and Ginger Rogers, I've Got to Sing a Torch Song.
If you want to win your heart's desire, sweet melodies of love inspire romance. Just murmur da-da-dee-da-da-da, and when you do, she'll answer da-da-dee-da-da, and nestle closer to you. Learn to croon. You'll eliminate each rival soon. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to croon. In days of old, when knights were bold, fair ladies were enraptured by stirring deeds of chivalry and daring. But nowadays, in other ways, sweet maids are won and captured. You'll hear the best authorities declaring. Learn to croon. Ya da 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 dee da 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 da. La da 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 dee da 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 da. Just murmur da da dee da 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 dee, and when you do, she'll answer da da dee da 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 dee dee, and nestle closer to you. Learn to croon. You'll eliminate each rival soon. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to croon.
Can laugh when he's unhappy. Sometimes I wish I were a clown. I'd like to sing away my sorrow, every sorrow, every frown. A mighty jingle never cheers me. I sing of love, but no one hears me. I've got to sing a torch song, 'cause that's the way I feel. When I feel a thing, then I can sing. It must be real. Sing a gay song, it wouldn't be sincere. I could never croon a happy tune without a tear. I have my dreams, but one by one they vanish in the sky. I try to smile and face the sun, but romance passes by. I've got to sing a torch song to someone far apart, for the torch I bear is burning there, right in among court song. But that's the way I feel when I feel a thing, then I can sing. It must be real. I couldn't sing a gay song. It wouldn't be sincere. I could never croon a happy tune without a tear. I have my dreams, but one by one they vanish in the sky. I try to smile and face the sun, but romance passes. I've got to sing a torch song to someone far apart, for the torch I bear is burning there, right in my heart.
Two songs from 1933. Bing Crosby with Arthur Johnston and Sam Coslow's Learn to Croon, and Ginger Rogers with Harry Warren and Al Dubin's I've Got to Sing a Torch Song. During those same years, the big bands were broadening the range of popular singing. The performances, especially by women, were less intensely romantic. In fact, they weren't women, they were girls. The girl singers, the canaries, gave a rhythmic bounce to the songs of the day. Merv Griffin wrote this especially for Rosemary Clooney, who started out singing with Tony Pastor's band. I'm the Big Band Singer.
The big band singer standing up here all alone on my own. I'm the big band singer competing with a slide trombone. Hear him moan. Do you wonder who I am? Do you care or don't you give a damn? Do you ever look up and maybe wonder what I'm all about? That I doubt. I'm the big band singer, snapping my fingers to the rhythm. Hey man, I'm with it. I'm the big band singer, singing out your favorite song all night long. Turn on the blue lights and I can make you sad. Turn on the pink lights and I can make you glad. Turn on the radio, I got a song that's new. I'm the big band singer, singing my heart out for you. I'm the big band singer, snapping my fingers through the rhythm. I'm swinging with it. I'm the big band singer, singing out your favorite song all night long. Turn on the blue lights and I can make you cry. Turn on the pink lights and I can make you sigh. Turn on the radio, I got a song that's new. I'm the big band singer. The big band singer. I'm the big band singer.
Rosemary Clooney, I'm the Big Band Singer. You didn't have to swing on Broadway, but you did need to tell a story and create a character without ever losing a feel for the melody and the content of the lyric. Many of the greatest songs of the Great American Songbook began on Broadway. There are the show tunes themselves, and then there's the itch to sing them. From Jerry Herman's 1960 score to Parade, The Company with There's No Tune Like a Show Tune, and then Michael Feinstein with Ray Jessel's 1982 I Wanna Sing a Show Tune.
The 1, 2, 3,
1, 2, 3, 1
of the waltz may enchant you. We grant you.
And the syncopation of the cha-cha may have your head completely turned.
All the blues may tickle your ear and be all you're wanting to hear.
But as far as we're concerned, there's just no tune as exciting. Everywhere when it's played, you can just smell the grease paint in the air. It's the smart beat that's inviting. It's the heartbeat of the star. There's just no tune as exciting as a show tune into form.
One-way rhythm of the icing lies that this is my lucky day. Hallelujah, all love is sweeping the country. Swanee, I feel the song coming on. Sunny, just take one of those crazy things and bother opening another show. Riding high from this moment on. Tootsie, strike up the band. Rio Rita.
There's
a spot for your lady tonight.
There's a
business like I got rid of Joe. Who could ask for anything more?
No tune as exciting as a show tune into
on the radio today. All they ever play is thunk, 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 thunk. Well, I've had it up to here. I'm short. So please don't bend my ear with punk or funk. It's junk. When I pine for a lyric line or a mellow melody, guys like Hammerstein and Julie Stein are the stars that shine for me. Wanna sing a show tune, good old Broadway show tune, nothing that has no tune, something that has heart, something you can hum or can strum by the hour, something kind of light that's as bright as a flower, something with a tune you can croon in the shower to help the day start. You can keep those rock songs. I don't need those schlock songs. Only summer stock songs. Set me tapping my toe. How I love to sing a ditty that's witty and stylish. Something Gershwin-esque, Porter-esque, or Kurt Vile-ish. Wanna sing a show tune. from a Broadway show. Hello, Dolly.
Some enchanted evening.
Where's Ezio Pinza when you need him? I'm just a guy who can't say no to heart. You gotta have heart. Something you can la da 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 by the hour. Make believe you're Bennett or Fosse or Gower. Something you can scat slightly flat in the shower. Who cares if it's art? You can keep those rock songs, all those cheap, cheap schlock songs, only summer stock songs. Get me raring to go from cabaret to carousel. Let me tell you how fond I'm of anything by Berlin or Rogers or Sondheim. Wanna sing a show to tune. Gotta sing a show tune from a Broadway. Hello, Marvin Hamlish. From a Broadway show. A show.
The Company of Paray, There's No Tune Like a Show Tune, and Michael Feinstein, I Want to Sing a Show Tune. We all make music, either for ourselves in the shower or at the piano for publication and performance. Either way, we can't get away from it. A hum jumble or a great melody. We're all music makers. What matters most about this song is its title. The Hudson DeLange Orchestra, 8 bars in search of a melody.
Thank you.
Hudson DeLange Orchestra with Will Hudson's 1936 Eight Bars in Search of a Melody. I could have done several programs of songs about music and never repeated a title. Songs are at their happiest when they're singing about themselves. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
What a mess you're making. The neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun. Start hopping, never stopping. Too fine tonight, no work has been done. Oh, but I know that once doesn't matter. But now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off? Decide to run a long summer far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. Michael Lasser's new book, City Songs and American Life, 1900 to 1950, is now available in bookstores and online.